Hello and welcome to this daily devotional podcast presented by Concord United Methodist Church. We hope that you'll find this time of scripture, reflection, and prayer a refreshing part of your daily walk with God. This series of devotionals follows our daily Bible reading plan, which coincides with our current sermon series, First, Putting Your Treasure Where Your Heart Is. You can find the scripture readings for today by downloading our daily Bible reading plan. You can find that plan at concordunited.org/Bible. Finally, we invite you to share this podcast with family, friends, or anyone who might benefit from it. Today's devotional was written and presented by Reverend Glenna Manning. The scripture is Isaiah chapter 39, verses 1 through 8.
Today's devotion is entitled A Grateful Response. When weather permits, my husband and I enjoy our evening meal on the screened-in porch of our home. We enjoy the scenery from our porch, but also the activity we see in watching the hummingbirds dining at the various feeders we have out for them. I've often admired the strength and endurance of these beautiful little birds, and am thrilled when they stop by to take sustenance from the feeders. However, I did not know they could be such mean and selfish little creatures. Although there is more than one feeder and more than one place from which they can draw food on each feeder, the hummingbirds that stop do not want to share any of the food with any other kindred birds. They seemingly attack any other bird who seeks to take nourishment. If that is not enough, when the bird has had its fill of sugary nectar, it will sit sentry on the feeder, seeming to double dog dare any other bird to get at the feeder. I think to myself, how dare they? They did nothing to earn the food. It is not their own food dish, but offered as a gift with plenty for all. Do they not know that other birds may die if they do not get the needed nectar? And if or when the nectar does run dry, there's a nice lady who will refill it for them at no cost to the birds. What makes them act in such a way? Perhaps it offends me because the birds are acting similarly too much like human behavior. I recently read a statistic that said of all the storage units in the world, the United States has 90% of them. In fact, there's a storage unit for every 14 Americans, or over 23 million units. Also, when one considers that by and large we have houses and apartments which are far larger than the rest of the world, it means we have a lot of stuff. Far more than we need, and we keep it at a cost because we do not want anyone else to have it. As evidenced by today's scripture, it's not a new problem to humanity. King Hezekiah has welcomed the king from Babylon to his palace and has spent time showing him his storehouses, which are filled with silver, gold, and spices, and fine olive oils, along with his entire armory. He is quite proud of all of his stuff. When the prophet Isaiah warns him that after his lifetime there will come a day when the Babylonian Empire will come and take his stuff and some of his descendants into servitude, Hezekiah has a response as selfish as I have witnessed by the hummingbirds. He doesn't care about what is to come or who may be harmed by it, instead focusing only upon his needs in his lifetime. Here are his words. The word of the Lord you have spoken is good, Hezekiah replied, for he thought, there will be peace and security in my lifetime. Sounds like Hezekiah would have made a good hummingbird. Whether it be hummingbirds, self-centered kings, or our own need to get, consume, and retain, each should give us reason to pause and consider the true source of all our gifts and blessings and how we are to use them and to share them. If we treasure our stuff more than we treasure the one who makes it possible, we become self-centered, self-preserving, and hoarding people. If instead we see our blessings and gifts as a way in which to bless and give to others, then we have found the true treasure and meaning of life in harmony with our Creator. Let us pray. Almighty Creator, When we pause and consider our world and the many gifts you've poured out upon us, we are in awe of your grace and generosity. We offer you our genuine thanksgiving for the many blessings which fill our lives. We pray, O Lord, that we may have the wisdom and generous hearts to respond with grace and selfless generosity to others. Amen.
Thank you for listening to today's Daily Devotional. This podcast is a ministry of Concord United Methodist Church. For more information about our church, including worship times, mission opportunities, and study groups, please visit our website at concordunited.org. We also invite you to visit our YouTube channel, where you can see past worship services, including the current sermon series, First, Putting Your Treasure Where Your Heart Is. Finally, we would be honored if you gave this podcast a positive rating so that others can find it and benefit from it.